This is a People First Radio podcast.
Singing and songwriting have helped Parksville Qualicum Beach's Amari express things he's struggled to talk about. Now, they've also helped him sign with a new record label, Colossal Records. Amari paid a visit to the CHLY studio to speak with me about getting signed, his musical journey so far, and his hopes for the future.
Yeah, first of all, thank you for having me. Very much appreciated. My name's Amari. I'm from Qualicum, Parksville, Oceanside area, and I make music.
Well, thank you so much for making the trip down to Nanaimo. Can you tell me how you first got into making music?
Yeah, so I mean, ever since I was like 12 years old, right, I've been always super into like pop music and hip hop music, R&B, all that kind of stuff. I remember being like 12 years old, and I've told this story before, but just like, if you remember the Much Music videos, like all that stuff on the TV, I'd sit there and just watch for hours and hours. And that's when I first got introduced into pop music, and I just like fell in love with it. But then like I started making music until I was like 17. Some friends of mine, we had like an attic in his house, and we were just kind of messing around. He had a microphone and just having fun, and I was making like stuff that is, it wasn't good, but it was like, it was fun, and that's what kind of initially started it. Then it became like more of a actual thing I really started to love. I was like, and realized I'm actually pretty decent at this. I think I should start taking this seriously. And yeah, and more it went on, and I just started using it to help with just issues. And like therapy, it's really been therapy for me, to be honest. Yeah.
What do you mean by that? It's been therapy for you. How?
It's helped me express feelings and emotions through singing and writing that I have struggled saying, struggled expressing just talking. Just like it really helps to put it into a song. It makes me feel a lot better. And it's just been a way, instead of like getting the therapist and talking about issues, I just like to make music, and that's what helps me.
Was there a moment for you where you felt like maybe you like did a certain recording or a mm-hmm. certain song, and you had that click and you thought, hey, like, this is actually good. This is something I want to do.
Yeah, I had this one song in like 2020, like but a little bit before COVID hit, and it was, I don't think it's very good now, but at the time I was like, oh, this is actually pretty cool, and I got some local attention, and I had some people say like, this is good, man, like you should start taking this maybe more seriously. And so I was like, okay, and I just started taking it more seriously right after that one. And I think I just really started working super hard on my craft after that, and that helped me develop my sound. Each song I feel like was just getting better after that.
2020, that is the timeline you mentioned there. Mm-hmm. COVID pandemic is in full swing. Did that play into like having the time to work on your craft?
For sure, yeah. I think when COVID hit, everyone was just locked inside. So I was in my room, just I had my little recording setup, just very tiny, a microphone and a computer. That was pretty much it. No real like soundproof walls or anything, just in my basement. And just like I was at least 5 hours a day, like 7 days a week, just in there getting instrumentals from like YouTube and like just like taking them and just like making music with them and just getting better over time. 5 hours a day, it really helps.
And also on that front, I know COVID was a weird time for a lot of people. Did that kind of like, this is therapeutic for me, did that play into it for you? Like helping you get through just, you know, you're not supposed to be seeing people. Mm-hmm. Everyone is kind of like apart from each other.
Oh, 100%. And it definitely kept me occupied for sure. Like I was, a lot of people would be saying how bored they are. But honestly, like I look back and like I wasn't very bored because I had music, and I actually had a pretty okay time in my room, like just doing what I love. Yeah.
And a big step you've taken recently on your journey is getting signed. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's probably not every day that someone from Qualicum Beach is signing with a record label. Can you tell me about just what that process was like? Like, how did that happen?
Yeah, so it all kind of started when I met this, it's an interesting story. This A&R from London, England, reached out to me and said he liked one of my songs and he wanted to start working with me. And so I was like, oh, this is cool. Someone's interested in my music other than my
Was that like an email? Did you just like open this email and say, hi, I'm from London, England?
Yeah. And I was like, this has got to be a scam. Like that was just my immediate thought. But then I looked him up and he's legit. I was like, okay. So I started working with him and he introduced me to someone from Promoting Sounds, which is a YouTube channel with like 3 million subscribers. And I've always wanted to get on their YouTube page because they post a lot of sad lo-fi kind of songs and they have a lot of reach. So I remember one day I was like on the way to Los Angeles with my friend to like shoot some video footage and stuff, and I was gonna do a show, and I got an Instagram DM from Promoting Sound saying we would like to feature your song Bad Guy that we heard through the A&R. And I was like, whoa, like this is really cool. And I remember just being so stoked. And so yeah, I just kind of went from there. And then that song got posted, and it has like on the YouTube, it has like 50,000 plus streams right now. And then on Spotify, Bad Guy has like over 300,000 now, which it's done pretty well. And then I just got introduced to the manager I was working with. And yeah, and then he introduced me to a producer named Kayla Diamond, who was starting her label up around the time when I met her. And she was like, yo, I want to sign this guy. And I was like, really? That's so cool. Like, and so we just started talking more. And she also has done a remix on Bad Guy that is unreleased, that is yet to be coming out. So I'm excited for that as well. Really, it's really cool. And so she wanted to sign me. And so we just worked out. I got introduced to her partners, and it kind of went from there.
What is it mean for folks who are not signed to record labels? Like, what does that change for you? What is your day-to-day like as a result of that?
It's definitely the real work starts when you get signed. That's what I'll say. Like, a lot of people, I feel like, just think it gets easy. Like, oh, the label's doing everything for you. But no, you really have to, like, you have to work extra hard, because now you have the opportunity to, and you're in the position to actually blow up. So, because you have the backing, but it's up to you to really put in the extra work to show them and to show everybody else that you can make it happen. Because it's really just more work starts.
We were talking before the interview, and you mentioned, you know, it hasn't necessarily always been just like, yeah, I'm making music. Now I'm really good at making music. Now I'm signed. And it's not necessarily just always a straight upward path. Have there been any challenges or difficult moments through this for you?
For sure, yeah. There's definitely been a few hard moments. I traveled to the United States a couple of years ago with some friends to work on music. And I had a lot of hopes going out there that kind of not necessarily got crushed, but just didn't really go out as planned. And so when I returned here, I felt pretty like just not good with myself and like super unmotivated. And I honestly, there was moments where I thought about just like fully hanging it up. And then, but I got through that and I just realized that this is what I'm meant to do. And I fully changed the script and I just started working even harder.
Was there something that helped you get through that?
This guy sitting beside me right here, I had a lot of friends leave me during that time and he stuck around, so he was definitely a big help. Definitely my family, just be supporting me, right? Just kind of sticking by my side.
And you've spoken in past interviews about spending time in the foster care system. Is there any part of that experience that you would want to share with people?
I think that I want to spread an overall positive message that even any foster kid, or like, even you don't have to be in foster care, just any kid in general that's going through a hard time with their parents, with anything in life, just like try to keep your head up. And I know it sounds like so like just everyone says that, but it's really serious. Like, you have to have a mindset that everything's going to work out, because it will if you have that mindset and you keep positive. Because if I can get to this point, then like I think like pretty much anyone can. Because there was points in my life where I thought that there was just no way. Like, how am I in this position? So, but yeah, overall, keep positive and just keep working, and you'll succeed.
What is the maybe the next few months looking like for you from a music standpoint?
Yeah, so actually I'm going to be going to Toronto in May. Yeah, early May to record more music for the EP I'm working on, which I'm very excited about. I was in Montreal last in March, and I recorded like 5 really cool demos that I'm super excited to preview, and it'll be previewed on my TikTok and Instagram. So hopefully people like them, and if it's received well, then I'm excited to put those out. Very excited. And yeah, so I'll be going to Toronto, recording more music and working on my branding and just getting everything set and ready to go for the releases.
On that front, can you tell me about maybe the name, Amari? What's the story?
It started with one I at the end of it, like when I very first started. And then I changed it to two I's because I just thought it was like a little bit cooler. And I also found out beforehand that Amari with two I's, it means eternal. And so I kind of want my name to be like an eternal name, like remembered for a long time. So I was like, I gotta change it to two I's now.
You're listening to People First Radio. I'm speaking with Amari, the musician from the Parksville, Qualicum Beach area, has recently signed with new label Colossal Records. He shared how writing music has allowed him to help process things that are difficult to talk about. Can you tell me maybe also about the experience of performing live and playing shows?
Mm-hmm. It's super adrenaline based. It's nerve-wracking, especially when you first start getting into performing as an up-and-coming artist. Like, I'd say for me, it's always like I'm getting a lot more confident with myself, but everyone, I think their whole career, it gets nervous before performing, no matter who you are. So it's always like get past the first two songs and then you're kind of a lot more relaxed with the crowd. And I've performed in shows where there's like 10 people and I perform and there's like 50, 60. Like it's the same each time. You're still going up in front of people and putting yourself out there. So, but I love it. It's exciting to me.
Speaking from experience at piano recitals when I was a kid, yeah, I know that feeling. Like if you're not nervous beforehand, then maybe something's wrong.
Something's
right?
Wrong, exactly. Yeah, you're gonna need to go in a different field.
And maybe can you tell me about what you're hoping to do? You know, you've talked about the name Amari meaning eternal. You want to be remembered. Mm-hmm. What are some of your hopes?
I really want to be just remembered for a long time. I want to be the art is very important to me. Like I know with nowadays, it's a lot of social media, and yeah, all that's very important. You need to have all that, but I care about the artistry so much, and the music is the most important thing to me, and having it sound the very best as possible. So I always want to be the artist to, you know, try and break the mold and break boundaries just musically and in just every which way and form. And yeah, that's what's most important to me as an artist, just becoming a very well-known artist that is just like super in tune with the artistry and not clouded by all the, I don't know, all the fame aspects and all that stuff.
Yeah, we've talked a lot today maybe about some of like the logistics of playing shows, of being with a label. I know at the beginning of the conversation you were talking about like writing music has helped me express a lot of things or work through some emotions. How do you kind of like balance between the business side of it and, you know, the artistry that you're talking about there, or even like working through tough stuff with music?
I think it's like what you said, it's just keeping a balance. It's keeping it 50-50, like to some degree. Like there's moments when, okay, you realize I have to be focusing on the business right now. You focus on that. And it's really important to any artist that might hear this, learn the business, because I'm still learning. But if you really start honing in on learning the business, everything, if you have everything else going, everything else will go up because you are knowledgeable in this field, right? It's a business at the end of the day, especially when you're signed and all that. Tons of that kind of stuff. But yeah, I'd say definitely keeping the balance. Don't get overwhelmed with the business, because I've been there, and it gets a little bit, it hurts the creativity sometimes. But Yeah, keeping a balance.
Have you found that you've been able to maybe connect with what you felt like music was doing for you on an emotional level? Like, do you still feel like that today now that you're with a label and you're going to these big cities to do these recordings?
Oh, 100%. Music is, I'm like addicted. I'm obsessed. So it's very important to me. And no matter where I get or who I'm with, it's gonna always be like that for me. If it's not like that, then something's wrong.
Mm. Yeah. Is there maybe a message that, well, one, when you're going to the places like Montreal and Toronto, and you know you're from Parksville, Qualicum Beach, what are you telling people about here on the island, the Mid Island?
It's a very small knit community. That's because they always ask, like, I've never been out there. But actually, you'd be surprised. Like, I talked to some people, like, oh, I've actually heard of, like, a lot of people heard of Victoria. So they, I'm like, yeah, I'm just like 2 hours from Victoria. But yeah, the town I'm from, like the area I'm from, is just very small knit. Like, not a lot of people do things like this. And so it's small community.
Well, would you have a message to anyone else who lives in the community and, you know, they like making music? Mm-hmm. What would you tell them?
Don't listen to every single person around you, because most people in a town like where I'm from are not going to understand because of just a small town mentality. And it's not hating towards anybody. Everyone's doing their own thing, and that's really cool, right? But if you want to do this, just do it. Don't let anyone else tell you no. I think that's my main message.
And before I let you go, I just want to get you to tee up a song for us. What would you say to introduce us?
This song is called Bad Guy. I mentioned it a little bit earlier, and it's a very personal song to me. And I'm proud of this song, and I it's a slower song, and I love this song. This song is very, it's a piano ballad. It's really, really special to me because it is the song that really changed trajectory for me. It's the song that people started, the A&Rs and the managers started hearing it and reaching out to me. So I like this song, and I hope other people also like this song as much as I do.
Well, Amari, thank you so much for coming on into the studio, and here it is, Bad Guy.
I'm dressed in all black, so that my heart can match the scars that's on my back.
Parksville, Qualicum Beach artist Amari with Bad Guy. You've been listening to People First Radio. That's it for the show this week. I'm Joe Pugh. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you can join me again next time.
People First Radio is a community media project of Vancouver Island Mental Health Society and produced in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed do not necessarily represent the views of Vancouver Island Mental Health Society or its broadcast partners.